If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret, searching for the sound. This is the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
The Sound Podcast is part of the OSIRIS Network. OSIRIS is creating a community that connects people like you with podcasts and live experiences about artists and topics you love. We'll be doing many live events this summer around the country, which will include artist interviews, contests, and more. Sign up for our newsletter at osirispod.com to stay in the loop. Relix Magazine is a media partner of OSIRIS. For more, visit relix.com. The show starts now.
I'm lost and I can't seem to find my way home. I've been burning up time, burning out my mind on an endless winding road. All my burdens keep me hurting, never present, never certain, all alone, they keep beating at my soul. It's hard to see the future when the present doesn't suit you. Every day feels like a blinding cold, blinding cold. Stumbling out in the cold, out in the cold.
You've been listening to Midnight North featuring Mahalia of Twiddle playing his own tune, Lost in the Cold, taken from Midnight North's forthcoming live record, Selections from the Great American Music Hall. After talking to Graham and Elliot of Midnight North about that record, I decided to check out where they were playing after Peach Festival. Turned out that they would be only 4 hours away in Canandaigua, New York, so technical producer Adam Karsh and I hopped in a car and drove out to one of my favorite venues in North America. We indeed booked an opportunity to talk with members of Midnight North, and to our great amazement, members of Twiddle as well. So picture it, me, technical producer Adam, and a round table that included Graham and Elliot of Midnight North with Mahali, Gubb, and Ryan of Twiddle. There were a few others around the table and they certainly interjected, but you get the basic idea. Me and a bunch of musicians. Our conversation started when I asked Mahali about hooking up with Midnight North a few years ago.
Actually, right before that, it was actually Brooklyn Bowl.
Okay.
They were playing before us. Brooklyn Bowl was first. That's Kevin. That's Kevin Rondo.
Kevin Rondo.
Archivist.
Memory man.
No, yeah. I think we talked very briefly before the Brooklyn Bowl set. We wanted to do something fun, and we did a little like tweener set, the three of us.
Right.
That was the group
that would in the future be known as Gem.
Gem or Gem, as
we're,
we talked.
We're a band.
It's definitely Gem.
Definitely Gem.
This is not a GIF.
GIF thing. Situation. No. Okay.
Gamma.
And it just gel. I mean, you, Midnight North plays different kind of music than you guys do. You tend, Twiddle tends to jam stuff out. And I'm not saying on a solo tip, obviously you do your thing, but Twiddle tends to jam things out and Midnight North kind of tries to stick to their 5 or 6 minute songs for the most part. And so was it interesting for you? I mean, you have a background with jammier bands, obviously. But was it different for you to play with Twiddle and to join them on stage?
It's a different kind of jamming, for sure. Than, you know, the Grateful Dead style, definitely, than when Midnight North does jam.
Right.
We do it differently. I think we've learned a lot from playing with all you guys. And I am all about getting the different styles together and seeing what happens. Hopefully we've rubbed off on y'all a little bit too.
I mean, you learn the most about yourself as playing, and then just when you play with other musicians, people you're not like used to touring with all the time, and you step out of your comfort zone for a second, and then the more you do it, it's like a second comfort zone, right? The more you play with people, the more it becomes like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just and always a learning experience when you play with new people. I mean, that's what opens the door for, like, when I play with you guys, since I've played with you guys, you know, my brain works slightly faster chord-wise, because, you know, sometimes you guys are like, yeah, let's do this tune, and it's like, I have to listen harder.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Typically.
Let's do Scarlet Begonias. Now play over these changes.
I guess there's
a million bars of two.
I guess the difference, though, is that when you play with Midnight North, or when you guys play songs even and have Phil on stage, these are songs that we all grew up knowing and singing and have some understanding of. When Midnight North plays with Twiddle, they're learning Twiddle material that's 5 years old.
I think we've done a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah.
All of these guys have sat in with Midnight North on Midnight North songs.
Okay.
And Twiddle's had Elliot up for Angel from Montgomery.
Yeah, of course.
And we've done Eyes of the World a bunch with them. We've done a bunch of other, I don't know, reggae songs. And we've done the classics with Twiddle too, which is cool. And we find that there is overlaps in our, what?
Tom Petty. Kevin Rondo, archivist.
Yeah. Petty.
Chiming in.
Yes. Yes, everybody loves Tom Petty, but I mean, that's a good example. What we find is there's overlaps in all our influences. No matter, we're different bands, we sound different, but some of the stuff is coming from the same place.
Is it easier in a venue like this or tomorrow night when you're at the barn where it kind of is one big show? I mean, it's not a festival. It's really the three bands on a headlining situation.
We'll see. First one of these.
No, yeah. I caught some of the Peach Festival stuff last night.
Yeah, and so that was a festival. I mean, right. We tried to do it like we're going to do tonight, but
right.
This is all ours, and we're setting up the stage so we can get, you know, members of all three bands up there at once. Double drums, quadruple guitars, the
whole deal.
So many guitars. Yeah. So many guitars. You're going to turn into Skinnerd after.
Yeah.
We've got...
I threw some of those riffs.
They may know someone too.
But yeah, it's... we'll see how tonight goes, but I think it's going to be a cool blending of all three bands, all the sounds, the whole deal. So.
And what... And I guess from your perspective, there's a lot of testosterone on the stage, right?
Oh, you want to talk about testosterone?
Well, there is. I mean, you're hanging out with the boys. I mean, is it weird to see all these sweaty dudes playing their instruments and you're singing, or like? And I don't mean in that in a Cofer James kind. I don't mean that in a Cofer James kind of way. I mean that in.
So the question is, how does it feel? Yeah, how being did, the like, only lady on, yeah. on the bus.
Yeah,
You know, it's got advantages and disadvantages. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, they're my friends foremost, you
right,
know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
and so I kind of forget about that. I've been in the world of music for a while, and it's pretty dude heavy, you know.
Yeah.
So. I'm used to it, but and it is nice to come across another female musician. You know, last night I got to see Haley Jane, and
right.
we had our little moment, so it's nice. But yeah, it's fun, and I think it's nice to contribute that to this world that's kind of heavy,
very heavy,
you know, male centric jam band world. Nice to have a female presence on stage, and I hope other people feel that way too.
It's true. There's only a handful of women, like Haley Jane you mentioned, mm-hmm. Holly Bowling.
Yep, yep.
And then it kind of...
Shira.
Yeah.
Oh, Shira from Turquoise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Sam. And but, Sam. I mean, that's about it. Right? I mean, it just...
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, Nikki and
yeah, yeah, yeah,
Jennifer
yeah.
Hartswick yeah, and, you know...
Right, right.
You know, and I've been watching Susan Tedeschi since I was
of course.
Youngster and, you know, aspiring to be like her. Somebody posted this funny thing on Instagram. They were like, would you rather play guitar like John Mayer or sing like Susan Tedeschi? And somebody wrote, I'd rather play guitar like Susan Tedeschi.
Yeah.
I was like, mm-hmm.
Right.
So, you know, I'm inspired by her to get better at guitar as well and, you know.
Well,
expand that.
You should try and experiment with. I know she does Angel of Montgomery, but mm-hmm. she adds Sugar Ray at the end.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys have toyed around with that.
Sugar Ray at
the
end.
That's true.
So you played. You played yesterday. Play yesterday at Peach Fest. Well, and now I've inspired you, so I'm excited to see that later.
Yes.
We played it last night. So.
We did.
Well, not with Sugar Ray.
No, we played Sugar Ray.
And you did Angel in Montgomery, so now you can...
Two different sets.
Two different songs.
Yeah.
Now you can...
2 days in a row. Yeah.
Are you cognizant of the songs that you're playing together and then apart? And then I guess in Terrapin Family Band, it's mostly a dad-filled set, so you don't have to... But do you ask them if they're doing Eyes of the World or if they're going to do Sugar Ray? Or is it kind of like, well, yeah, the fans are going to get both, whether they're...
I usually make the set list for both bands.
Yeah, nobody will know that now.
Yeah. I said it very quietly.
What's?
So, yeah, Twiddle probably has to ask. But
I ask every time.
Yeah. You ask Graham?
We're not going to play anything until we've talked to Graham. No, it's always an... Typically with this, we're not going to bust out... any song that we think they might play, just
right.
You know, I'm certainly not going to play that before they play that. That's
crazy. Right.
You know,
I talked to Midnight North about their live record and about perhaps making another studio record, and it's been a bit since you guys put out a record. Is that something that are you working on a solo record? Are you working on a band record? What's happening?
There's a few of us doing some like solo stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think come winter next year, we'll start cranking out on the next one.
Yeah. Are you always writing? I mean, are you guys always writing together, or do you?
No, together. We will. We were Gubs over here. There you go.
Yeah.
Gub here.
we hang up. No, when we write, we like make it specific sessions together, and when it kind of comes down to that,
right?
It's more of a let's get together, and whoever's got songs, we'll bring them to the table, and then we'll just start riffing off that and writing new ones together.
Right.
But it hasn't. It's sort of more of a planned thing. And less of a, like, hey, what are you doing today?
Kind it probably of. Has to be, right? Because you guys are touring. I mean, you've increased your touring exponentially, it seems, every year, right?
Like yeah. We still find time to make it happen, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the time, you know, when we have off time, we want to spend it with our families and vice versa. So it's like, it becomes just a thing of just scheduling it, putting it on something so we all know we're supposed to be there. Because it's just tough to get us all together once we're not.
Yeah, and then it's also important for us to be doing stuff at home that's, you know, it's sort of in that process of writing so that when we come together, we have ideas and it's not completely just off the cuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I think everybody's kind of doing that on their own, too.
And you're thinking about, you know, whether it's going to be solo material or you're thinking about writing material. Do you keep, I know a lot of people keep scrapbooks or they will jot down something on their phone or whatever. Is that a constant process?
Oh, yeah, my notes section of my phone is just filled with lyrics. No chords to them or anything. They're just like, that's a good line, plop it in there.
Right.
So a lot of times when, you know, for the second album, for Plump 2, I didn't write any lyrics till everything was done. And it was like, dude, your vocal day is tomorrow. It's the last day. Like, did you write them? You know?
Right.
So, and it was, so yeah, I mean, that was a new experience and a fun one for us. I think we did. I thought it came
out great.
I think it was awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's cramming though, right? Before the exam, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I had a bunch of songs written that I had put aside sort of for the solo record, and as I dug into it, I realized that some of these songs they were meant to be twiddle songs.
Like, right.
As much as I thought maybe that would work out, they're just more meant for that. You know.
Right.
And that was something that I'm still trying to figure out is like what works with what and what works with the other thing.
Have you guys collaborated on songwriting, if not for, like, instrumental stuff, but at least for, songs and comparing notes and stuff? Is that something
Two bands?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think we've written yet.
Not yet.
No.
We keep talking about it.
But we shall.
Right. Yeah. Well, here's the summit, so we can...
Yeah.
What's next for Twiddle after summer tour? I mean, summer tour is not over for a bit,
Fall tour.
And then winter tour. And it's an obvious question.
Pretty much what's next.
You're always on the road, right?
Tumble Down is really next. That's next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's a big one.
The whole family will be there. Yeah. It'll be great.
You're stopping at the barn tomorrow night in Woodstock. And so it's Levon.
Yes.
It's Levon's barn. And there's a baby Levon. There's two actually associated with the band now.
Yes.
He's not paying attention anymore.
He's not. He's
he only interjects when he hears something that's exquisitely, my kid, whatever. But so it's obviously a special place for you guys and for your dad. How psyched are you to play that?
Extremely.
Yeah.
I mean, this is 5 times for me. And
wow.
Six. Yeah.
Six.
None of that matters. But, I mean, I went a couple times when Levon was still alive.
It was
amazing. It still is. I'm sad Amy won't be there. Mm-hmm. But there's still a bunch of people working there who will be there. And
right.
Who we know and who are sort of family. And, I mean, I've talked about this with you before. But this is, you know, it's the idea for Terrapin Crossroads. Came from the barn. And it's a church, you know, it's a magical place.
Right.
And you can feel it when you're there. I'm excited for Twiddle, for you to be there. And the first time we came, Midnight North played was last fall, and it was pretty special just to, you know, I'd been with my dad and all the times before that, and just to be able to bring my project and my songs and our songs, you know, that was really cool. So
it was cool too, just for those of us that play at Terrapin Crossroads all the time, to finally go to the place that these guys talk about as the inspiration for it, and it was immediately obvious, like why, what a cool thing that was, and why that was such a big thing.
Yeah, it's cool for us to have Terrapin be a continuation of the barn, because the barn is just a continuation of the Midnight Rambles that that Levon talked about going to see in like Arkansas and across the South, you know, like these were gatherings that were happening forever just for people to let loose and listen to music and play music. And that's what he wanted to bring to the barn. And that's what we want at Terrapin too. I mean, it's a restaurant and all that too, but like we just, it's about the music for
and souvenir for shop us. And
Buy the new Midnight North record, please. Experience the glory of our gift shop.
I think one of the differences though between the barn and Terrapin is that Terrapin really is now a focal point
because he hasn't had it yet.
Well, okay. Uh-oh. This is really a grand question, but that's Ryan.
I would like Ryan to answer.
Ryan, please answer on Graham's behalf.
But Terrapin really has become a focal point for musicians in that neighborhood, and more than probably the barn, is because you know you are, and it's an amazing incubator for whether it's you know Ross's solo project or Kofert's solo project, or Crosby probably wouldn't have come out west if Terrapin didn't exist, and maybe Midnight North doesn't exist, right? I mean,
not in its current form. Yeah.
So it has become a little bit more than just the barn, and I wonder if, well, Phil's not here, but you could probably, with all due.
Well, I kind of figured out where you were going with this, and so I gave it to Ryan because Twiddle did just come to Terrapin, so I, you know, they can talk.
Okay, so do you want to talk about the energy in Terrapin and just how, and now you have two mics, but... Do you want to talk about the energy of Terrapin and
at
how
Terrapin?
It feels like a music? It is
no, yeah,
a great place for musicians.
The first time I ever played there, you know, I was honored to be there, obviously, but to see you know where the location is and the you know it's family there. So me being a Vermonter,
right?
You know, I grew up in the woods and like all of a sudden out in this like iconic place. It's like to be playing with these musicians, to play with Phil. I didn't play with Bob there, but just to play with all these guys, Midnight North, and see this place that I heard about, you know, growing up.
Right.
To be, you know, a musician, to finally go out there and see it for what it was instead of just hearing the stories. It was amazing. Yeah.
You had no electricity in Vermont.
I had no electricity. I grew up with an outhouse and. Had no toilets.
Well, you've made it.
Ryan's my dad was a wood farmer.
With lots of land and a hot tub.
I don't even know what that means. No. I can't laugh because I have a broken rib. So
he's not lying. That's true.
It's
That's
very true. But yeah, no, I mean. That my dad was a wood farmer. No?
He was a wood farmer with a hot tub. Lots of.
All right.
Beautiful
so,
view.
So yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
The next big unbroken train show in Philadelphia.
There you go. Here's your opportunity.
Oh, so 5-4.
Nine.
Oh, nine. So nine. Big show.
Nine.
In Philadelphia, nine's going to happen.
And
nine
where are you playing it? Where are you...
September 9th.
Yeah, here, Kevin, microphone,
Kevin.
Kevin,
grab the mic.
You're part of the band. You're part of both bands
Kevin,
at this
Kevin
point.
Kevin Rondo, everyone.
Unbroken Train.
Yeah.
9/9/18, Philadelphia.
At the Ardmore?
Penn's Landing,
or?
Piers Landing, Piers Penn, something.
Yeah. Festival Pier at Penn's Landing. So I assume there will be a lot of editing on this particular interview. Cut it together.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks, guys, for doing this.
Hey, thank
Can't wait.
You so much.
Excited to see you guys live. I mean, I've talked to all of you and heard you in my ears, but now we're excited to see you live, so this is great. Thanks for doing
thank
this.
Thank you so much.
Guys.
Thank you. Much love.
That was a lot of fun. So is the show afterward. You must check out Midnight North and Twiddle. The energy that Midnight North and Twiddle brought to the stage was only surpassed by the great Terrapin family band that includes Phil Lesh. For more on Midnight North info, visit midnightnorth.com. And to check out Twiddle, visit twiddlemusic.com. As we leave you, have a listen to this Grateful Dead classic, Eyes of the World, performed by Twiddle July 1st, 2018, at the Friendly Gathering.
This is for my man Tusky.
Look at this.
this badass little girl right here on her dad's shoulders. That's Friendly Gathering right there.
sometimes we live life in no particular way. And I'm home. Sometimes we visit your country and stay in your home. Sometimes we ride on your horses. Sometimes we walk alone. Sometimes the songs that we hear are the songs of our own. Wake up to find out that you are the eyes of the moon. Heart has its season, the homeland its thoughts of its own. You are the song that the morning brings. God has its beaches, its homeland, its thoughts of its own. Yeah. Gub. Stenek Gub.
Thank you guys. We appreciate you standing out here and listening. Thank you so much.
We'll see you tonight.
You've been listening to The Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love. Subscribe to our newsletter today at thesoundpodcast.com/subscribe. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. The Sound Podcast is part of the Osiris Network. For more, visit osirispod.com. Thanks for listening.
Osiris.